We present All Gas and Geishas. The Bishop Learns the Facts. Starring Robertson Hare, William Mervyn, John Barron, and Jonathan Cecil.
Come and thread this needle for me. Your eyes are younger than mine.
Oh, right, my lord.
Oh, look at this shirt. I don't know how I'm going to mend it. This hole's enormous.
Well, you should have tackled it before. A stitch in time, you know.
I don't want a lecture, Newt. I simply want you to thread that needle.
Yes, my lord. I hope it won't make me late.
Late? You aren't going to scouts yet, are you?
No, my lord. I'm meeting someone for tea at the cathedral tea rooms.
Oh? Who?
Just an old friend.
Oh, I see. Have you done the laundry?
Laundry? Oh, I forgot. Never mind. It can go tomorrow afternoon.
Oh, but I'm down to my last two collars.
Well, you should invest in one of these.
One of what?
What I'm wearing. It's the latest thing. A black roll-necked sweater with a white collar in bri nylon. All the clergy are wearing them.
Whatever for?
They're so easy to look after. They never wear out.
I've always worn a properly starched linen collar, and I intend to go on doing so.
Well, I'm sorry, my lord, but if you want the laundry sent today, you'll have to do it yourself. It's my afternoon off. Good afternoon, my lord.
How very unnecessary. Oh, confound this needle. Why does it keep coming unthreaded? Good afternoon, my lord.
Oh, gee, what are you doing here?
Newt let me in. He said you would be pleased to see me.
Oh, did he?
What is that you have in your hand?
This? Oh, this is a shirt with a hole in it. I'm attempting to mend it.
Ah, the price of bachelordom.
Yes, I'm afraid so, Dean. I seem to spend half my life mending shirts and sending collars to the laundry.
You should find yourself a wife, my lord.
Oh, yes. Wouldn't it be cheaper to buy some new shirts?
One gets more from marriage than having one's shirts repaired, my lord.
Yes, well, as a bachelor, of course, I wouldn't know anything about that, would I?
Really? You surprise me.
Now, Dean, what can I do for you?
Tomorrow is my wife's birthday.
Well, please offer her my felicitations.
Thank you, my lord. I have arranged for her present to be delivered here.
Why?
So that it'll be a complete surprise, I will come and collect it.
Oh, of course, please, of course, of course. When may we expect it?
By the parcel post tomorrow afternoon. You don't mind, my lord?
Oh, not a bit, dear, not a dear bit. No, I mean, after all, we're sent into this world to help one another.
My sentiments, precisely.
Really? Then would you mind threading this needle for me?
Enjoying your tea, Mr. Archdeacon?
Yes, thank you. You haven't got any more of those cakes with nuts on, have you?
No, I'm afraid you've had the last two.
Oh, pray. In that case, I'd better have my bill.
Right. Now, let me see. One pot of tea, one plate of scones, bread and butter, raspberry jam, buttered toast and toasted tea cakes.
No, not today.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you'd add your usual.
I decided against it.
Oh, well, then it's just the two plates of pastries.
only one, Mary.
Oh, dear me. Is something the matter?
Yes, I had a late lunch.
Oh, is that all? Well, there we are, your bill.
Oh, thank you. Well, I must get over to the palace. I have to see the bishop on business.
Oh, isn't that the bishop's chaplain who's just come in?
Where?
Over there, by the door.
Ah, yes, that's Newt.
Oh, what a charming-looking girl he's got with him. Don't they make a lovely couple?
My word, yes. What a stunner. Excuse me, Newt. Newt.
Oh, good afternoon, Archdeacon. May I introduce you to a very old friend of mine?
Yes, please.
We live next door to each other as children. Julia, this is the Archdeacon.
How do you do, Archdeacon?
Julia's just come back from Singapore, and I must say I'm very pleased to see her again.
I can imagine.
But I'm very pleased to see Mervyn again.
Yes, how nice. Well. I must be going. Pleasure to meet you. Yes, a great pleasure. Well, goodbye. Goodbye, Newt.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Archdeacon.
Let's sit over here by the window.
Oh, right.
I'm terribly sorry I didn't introduce you to the Archdeacon properly, but I've forgotten your married name.
That's all right. Haven't got used to it myself yet. It's Kendrick.
Oh, of course, yes. Tea and cakes.
Please.
Mary?
Yes, sir.
Tea and cakes for two.
Yes, sir. Oh, sir?
Yes?
The Archdeacon left without paying for his tea.
Oh. I'll pay for him. I don't suppose it's much, is it?
No, it's much less than usual. There.
Thank you. Ah. Moses.
Oh, hello, Henry. Come on in.
Thank you, Bishop.
You're just in time for tea.
Am I, really?
Yes, come along, then. Sit down, Henry.
Oh, thank you, Bishop.
Have a scone.
I won't say no.
There you are. I expect you can do with that.
Oh, thank you, Bishop.
You don't mind if I get on with this darning, do you?
Oh, of course not.
Lute's out to tea with a friend.
Yes, I met her.
Her? He didn't say it was a woman.
Oh, yes, Bishop. No doubt about it. If you ask me, it's a match.
Henry, you don't mean it. Well.
More tea, Mervyn?
Yes, please, Julia. Oh, isn't this tremendously jolly?
Yes, Mervyn. There's something I want to ask you.
Really, Julia? What is it?
Will you marry me? What's the matter? Well,
I thought you asked me to marry you.
I did.
But I couldn't. It'd be bigamy.
Oh, no. I mean, marry me to Ben.
Oh, I say... But you are married to Ben.
Yes, but not properly.
Oh, Julia, I am sorry.
We were married in a registry office out there, and now we're home, I ought to be married in church.
Oh, I thought you meant... Oh, yes, of course, I'd be delighted to. I've never married anyone before.
But you know how to.
Yes, I think so. And if I have any problems, I can always ask the bishop.
Henry, have another scone.
Oh, well, I'm not sure, Bishop.
Oh, of course you are. Go on.
Oh, thank you.
Right. And you really think he's keen on this girl, Henry? Have some jam.
Thank you. Yes, Bishop, it's a match.
Oh, but Henry's always so edified of women.
But not of this one.
Oh, really? Well, it's most inconvenient. Just when I've got him trained, Henry, to have to look for another chaplain.
Why? Is he leaving?
Well, he'll have to, Henry. I can't have a married chaplain. A woman round the place. Oh, no. Now, what would she do with herself all day?
Well, she could mend your shirts for a start.
Word, Henry, yes, she could, couldn't she? And she could do the laundry and make the tea.
Why not?
And they needn't live in. I mean, I could always have the old stables done up for them, couldn't I? Henry, dear old friend, what a splendid idea. Hey, have this last scone.
Sorry, Bishop, no, I couldn't possibly manage it. Really, I couldn't.
Really, Henry, why not? I mean, what's the matter with your appetite? Aren't you well?
Oh, yes, Bishop. It's just something I've eaten.
And I heard from Ben this morning, Mervyn.
Oh, how is he?
He says he's missing me.
I'm not surprised.
Still, he'll be home on Tuesday. He said so in the letter. I'm going to London Airport to meet him.
You must be terribly excited.
Oh, I am, Mervyn. And it means we can have the wedding any day after next Tuesday.
Right. I'll find out about a license and arrange with the dean about having the cathedral. How many guests will there be?
Oh, just Mother and Aunt Jane. We want it to be very quiet.
Who's giving you away?
Our bank manager. As soon as he heard, he asked if he could. Isn't it sweet of him?
Very. Well, I think that's taken care of everything.
You are sure you know what to do?
Oh, yes. Don't worry. Golly, is that the time? I must rush. I've got to go to Scouts. Mary?
Yes, sir.
My bill, please.
Yes, sir.
I say, I just thought.
What?
Well, here I am going to marry you. And all the time you are married.
Married, you know, Henry, should be the making of him. And who knows, in the fullness of time, to hear this old house echo to the sound of childish laughter. Oh, no, it's impossible.
Why, Bishop?
Well, you know, Newt Henry, can you honestly imagine that shy, nervous, innocent creature plucking up courage to propose to a girl? It's out of the question.
My lord, hey. My lord. Oh, there you are. Hello, Archdeacon. How have you got on? Had a nice afternoon, done your darning?
Newt, you seem very cheerful.
Oh, I am, my lord, I certainly am.
And the Archdeacon tells me that you've been having tea with a young lady.
Julia, yes, she's a very old friend. Isn't she nice, Archdeacon?
She certainly is.
You'll never get what she's asked me to do, my lord.
What, Newt?
Marry her.
What? My dear Newt.
We're going to try and fix it for next week. You know, it's my first time.
Yes, of course I do, Newt.
Between ourselves, I'm a bit apprehensive.
Oh, I'm sure there's no need to be, my dear boy. What is worrying you?
Well, I'm not too sure what I have to do. I know in principle, but I'm not too sure of some of the details.
What did I tell you, Henry? The boy really is very innocent. Yes, we shall have to get someone to talk to him. Now, I wonder who.
Can't you do it, Bishop?
Me, Henry?
You're his bishop?
Yes, but that might be rather embarrassing, Henry. Is there some other way?
Well, there's a Swedish film on in London.
Henry! Can't he do a thing like that by himself?
I wouldn't mind going with him.
Oh. But Henry, I tell you what. When he comes down, you, as the older man, can have a little chat with him.
Me? Sorry, Bishop. I must go home.
Home, Henry? Why?
Mrs. No, will be expecting me.
Whatever for?
Well, she's got tea. My tea. And,
oh.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Henry.
Goodbye, Archdeacon. Right. Well, I'm just off to scouts, my lord.
So I see by your uniform, Newt. But could you just spare a moment?
My lord.
Newt, this young lady.
Julia?
Yes, Julia. When am I going to meet her?
Do you want to meet her, my lord?
Well, I think I should, don't you? I mean, if you're going to marry her.
I haven't thought of it, but I'll bring her to tea tomorrow, if you like.
Ah, splendid, splendid. Newt, you mentioned just now that there were one or two things about marriage that you aren't too sure of.
Yes, my lord. Some of the details do puzzle a bit.
Yes. Well, I was just wondering if perhaps we could have a little chat.
Yes, my lord, yes. Can you give me a few tips?
Tips? Well, I don't know about tips exactly, but I thought perhaps that if we discussed the matter man to man, it might remove some of your apprehension.
Oh, it would, my lord. I'd be most grateful.
Right. Well, then, where shall we begin?
Well, why don't you give me a blow-by-blow account of exactly what happens?
Really, Newt, I don't think there's any need for that, Newt. Tell you what, you tell me what you think should happen, and I'll do my best to fill in the gaps.
All right, my lord.
It is, Newt, yes, it is. I prefer that.
Yes.
And Newt?
Yes, my lord.
There's no need to be embarrassed.
No, my lord.
No.
All right.
Well, far away. What do you think happens?
Well, let me see. As I understand it, the man stands on the right and the woman stands on the left.
Yes, yes.
And in this case, of course, the bank manager would be standing just behind. Yes, he's asked if he can.
Well, I heard the bank. I've heard that banks take a personal interest in their customers, but I never knew he went as far as that.
Someone's got to give her away.
Give her away? Newt, are you talking about the ceremony?
Yes, my lord, aren't you?
Oh, yes, of course. Yes, of course. But I suppose, Newt, you know, we must give just a little thought to what happens afterwards.
Must we, my lord? Well, I thought when the ceremony was over, I'd done my stuff.
Oh, did you? And you haven't given any thought to what will happen afterwards?
Well, no, my lord, I can't say I have. Ah,
There we are. I've threaded it, my lord. There's your needle.
Oh, thank you very much.
Not at all. Well, I must rush. Goodbye, my lord.
Hey, goodbye, Newt. Goodbye, me. Oh, dear me. What am I going to do now? What am I going to do?
My lord, you aren't still darning that shirt.
Yes, I'm afraid so, Newt. What's that parcel you've got there?
It's just arrived, addressed to Mrs. Pew Critchley, care of the palace.
Ah, yes, that's her birthday present. The dean said it would arrive today. Put it on the desk, will you?
Yes, my lord. I'm just off to fetch Julia for tea.
Yes, of course, of course. Oh, Newt!
Yes, my lord?
Oh, nothing, nothing. I was just wondering, Newt, did you do nature study at school?
No, my lord. I had piano lessons instead.
Oh, what a mistake.
Newt! Yes, my lord?
You didn't keep rabbits, I suppose.
No, my lord.
Or guinea pigs?
No, my lord.
How about mice?
No, pets weren't allowed. The headmaster said there was nothing to be learnt from them.
Foolish. Very short-sighted man.
Is that all, my lord?
Yes, dear boy, yes. Off you go. And, Newt.
Yes, my lord.
Don't despair.
No, my lord, I won't. Thank you, my lord.
Really, if only I could find a book to help him. Oh, what have we got here? Origin of the Species. No, that's too obscure. Modern Anthropology, much too obscure. What's this? Oh, dear me, that's not obscure enough. Must be one of Henry's.
Afternoon, Bishop.
Oh, Henry, dear old fellow, I am so pleased to see you. Now, come and sit down.
Oh, thank you.
Henry, the situation is a great deal worse than we imagined. The boy's ignorance is profound.
Really? Doesn't he even know...
He knows nothing. And what's worse, he doesn't even appear to be interested.
Well, Bishop, your worries are over.
What do you mean, Henry?
I've just bought this book in the bookshop. Give it to him and you'll have no more trouble.
Really, Henry? What is it?
Lady Chatterley's Lover.
Oh, I can't give him that.
Why not? It says on the back, the Bishop of Woolwich thinks it's good.
My lord, my lord. Has my wife's birthday present arrived?
What? Oh, yes, Dean, yes, yes. It's on the desk.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Archdeacon.
Hello, Dean.
This is most kind, and my wife thanks you for your good wishes.
Oh, how very nice. Is she enjoying her birthday?
Yes, indeed, my lord. Though this present is the pièce de résistance.
Oh, really? What is it, Dean?
The Book of the Rose. Peculiarly suitable for dear Grace. Don't you agree, Archdeacon?
Yes, Dean, peculiarly.
Well, let me show you out, Dean.
Yeah, thank you.
Bishop.
Yes, Henry?
The Dean's a married man.
A married man? Of course, Henry. Dean, I wonder if you could help me.
Oh, I should be pleased to try, my lord.
Well, you see, Dean, it's like this. Won't you sit down?
No, thank you.
It's rather difficult, really. I don't know how to begin.
Do you want me to thread that needle, my lord?
What? Oh, yes, well, Dean, that would be kind. Yep. It's not too much trouble.
A pleasure, my lord.
Dean, how would you convey to someone embarrassing information they don't possess without,
embarrassing them?
Precisely.
Well, my lord, it would depend who the someone was.
Well, a bachelor, say.
A bachelor?
Yes. How would you, as a married man, set about enlightening a bachelor without causing him embarrassment?
Well, I should try to show him.
Show him? Show him what?
The principles, my lord. Explain them to him, man to man.
Oh, I see, yes. Well, thank you very much, Dean.
Not at all, my lord. Your needle.
Oh, thank you.
My parcel.
Thank you very much, Dean. Let me show you out.
Don't worry, there's no need. I'll show myself out, my lord. And my lord.
Yes, Dean?
Don't despair.
That, my lord. Oh, Dean. You got your parcel?
Yes, thank you, Newt.
Wish Mrs. Pew Critchley any happier returns of the day for me, will you?
Oh, thank you, Newt, thank you, yes. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon, Dean. Newt, where
where is the young lady? I thought you were bringing her to tea.
I'm sorry, my lord. She sends her apologies. She's not well.
Oh, dear me. Nothing serious, I hope.
No, no, my lord. Shall I go put the kettle on?
What a good idea.
No, no, not yet.
But, Bishop, it's tea time.
I know that, Henry. But we've got something to do first, haven't we?
Have we?
You know we have.
Well, yes. Here, Newt, is a present for you. I bought it for you in the bookshop.
Oh, Archdeacon, how very kind.
No, not that, Henry. No, no, Newt, don't open it.
But the Archdeacon's just given it to me.
I know, but I want to talk to you. Now, come and sit down.
Oh, do you want me to thread your needle again?
No, Newt. Now, you know, Newt, what we were discussing just before you went out.
Yes, you asked me if I kept rabbits.
Henry! Henry, keep quiet!
Sorry, Bishop.
Yeah, I mean before that, Luke.
Oh, about the wedding. Yes, Julia and I have just been discussing that.
Oh, you have?
Yes, about what's to happen afterwards.
Afterwards? Oh, yes, of course. You mean the honeymoon?
No, there isn't going to be a honeymoon.
No honeymoon? Oh, did you hear that, Henry?
Perhaps it's just as well, Bishop. Under the circumstances.
Why isn't there going to be a honeymoon, Newt?
Julia says she wants to save the money for the baby.
The baby? Oh, I see. And so you were expecting a baby, were you, Newt?
Yes, my lord.
Well, tell me, Newt, what leads you to think that Julia will have a baby?
Because the doctor says it's due in 7 months.
What? 7 months? This is dreadful.
No, my lord. She's delighted, and so is her husband.
Her husband? Has she got a husband?
Yes, she has. They were married in a registry office last year. That's why I'm marrying them properly in the cathedral.
Oh, I see. You mean you are to conduct the service?
Yes, what did you think I meant?
Well, I know it sounds absurd, Newt, but we got the idea that you were going to marry her yourself.
Me? Marry Julia? How very embarrassing.
Oh, I don't be embarrassed.
I'm sorry, my lord, but I always find anything like that acutely... What was all that you kept asking me about the rabbits?
That? Oh, that was nothing.
What about the babies? Was that nothing?
Nothing at all, Newt. Absolutely nothing. Don't give it another thought.
Oh, good. Well, in that case, I'll undo this present the Archdeacon's given me.
What? No, don't undo it, Newt.
No, you won't need it.
Why not?
No.
Because, well, Newt, you wouldn't like it.
Well, I think I must be the judge of that, my lord. Oh, Archdeacon. Yes. It's what I've always wanted, the Book of the Rose.
Book of the what?
The Rose, my lord. Oh, and there's a card inside. To Slyboots from Cheeky. Archdeacon, thank you so much.
Here, I say it.
Slyboots from Cheeky. This must be the dean's present to Mrs. Pugh Critchley.
Oh, dear. He must have taken the wrong parcel.
Yes, and you realize what this means, Henry.
Oh, Bishop.
The dean is giving Mrs. Pugh Critchley for her birthday a copy...
My lord! There appears to have been a mistake, my lord. The bookseller has sent the wrong book.
No, Dean, it's here. You took the wrong parcel.
Then who does this belong to?
Well, Dean, as a matter of
fact... Me, Dean, me. It is mine. It belongs to me.
Yours, my lord?
But my lord...
Quiet, Newt. Yes, Dean, please may I have it?
Have you read this book, my lord?
No, Dean, I have not. Not yet.
But you intend...
Yes, Dean. The Bishop of Bridge thinks it's very good.
Well.
Now, Dean, here is Mrs. Pugh Critchley's book. There you are. And I'm sure you want to rush back and give it to her.
No, my lord.
You don't? Why not?
Does she prefer the other one?
Oh.
No! Archdeacon!
I wish to speak to the Bishop.
Me, Dean?
Yes, my lord. Alone.
Alone?
Yes, if you would excuse us, gentlemen.
But of course, Dean. Come on, Archdeacon.
Well, I don't want to go.
I'm afraid I must insist, Archdeacon. Please leave the room.
Oh, very well, Cheeky.
Dean, what's all this about?
I thought if we were alone, it would be less embarrassing, my lord.
Embarrassing?
What do you mean?
Won't you come and sit down, my lord?
Oh, but Dean, really?
Oh, come along now.
No, I'd rather stand.
Well, there is no need to be embarrassed, my lord.
I am not embarrassed.
Then please sit down.
Oh, very well.
Now, my lord, I wish to have a little chat with you.
No, no, Dean, there's no need, no need. I can assure you, Dean.
Please sit down, my lord. There is something I feel you should know.
Oh, no, but Dean, there is no, really. I know all I need to know, I can assure you.
It is obvious you do not, my lord. And my wife agrees that it is my duty to enlighten you.
Your wife?
Please don't be embarrassed and sit down.
Oh, really?
Let us discuss this man to man.
No, but Dean.
Now then, just sit there and watch.
What are you doing, Dean?
I have something I wish to show you.
Show me? I'd rather you...
But it's something that as a bachelor you should know about.
But what could that possibly be, Dean?
This, my lord, it is a black roll-neck shirt with a white collar. And in dry nylon.
In that episode of All Gas and Gaiters, the parts were played as follows. The Archdeacon, Robertson Hare, the Bishop, William Mervyn, the Dean, John Barron, the Chaplain, Jonathan Cecil, the Julia, Joe Kendall, Mary, Betty Bascom. The Bishop Learns the Fact was written for television and adapted for radio by Pauline Devaney and Edwin Apps. The programme was produced by David Hatch.